Well, I know you and Coach Guy are back for a little Bronco football, and week one in the books, getting ready for week number two. I know, boy, last year I went 4-5, but there was a lot of games, quite a few games where it was 2-point games, like a touchdown game. That record easily could have been flipped around, couldn't it?
Yeah, we were. It was a great year. We're really, really proud of everything about that season. There's literally, I think, three games that we lost by a combined 11 points. That couple one play in each one of those games, that's a 7-1 regular season instead of a 4-4, but that's how it goes sometimes. So, a really fun year. Finished really well. Gave SEM state runner up a nice run in the playoffs. We played our best football down the stretch. Our last three games of the year were hands down our best three games with Wallace and Med Valley and SEM in the playoffs. And so that was we did a good job. Really proud of that senior bunch and what they did as they grew and laid a good foundation for a continue stepping stone. Keep going in a positive direction this year.
Yep, those sophomore juniors stepping up one more year, and I know they've been good for you, and I'm sure hitting the weight room a lot over the summertime, working, and you're really excited to see what they can do here pretty soon.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, had a really nice summer in the weight room. A lot of kids working really hard. It's nice. We've got a good, solid core of upperclassmen that are positive leaders and want to do good. Got one senior out this year that hasn't been out before because he's excited about it, and the kids are excited and come behind him. We got eight total seniors, and so that's exciting to have good leadership behind that set of seniors.
No question, senior leadership lean on those guys, but I'm sure you got some underclassmen in there will look to help you out even more in different roles this year, won't they?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got the big eight seniors, and we only have two juniors, and that's Creighton Weiss and David Briner, both Creighton placed in state wrestling a year ago, and David is just one match away from placing, and so they bring a lot to the table athletically and mentality-wise. They're really good leaders, too, and we've got a nice, solid sophomore bunch as well, and for a couple of freshmen in there also, but we're really excited to see the growth, especially in that sophomore bunch. They're good kids. They've got good size. They really love football, and we're excited as they get expanded roles this year, and they're learning a lot from the upperclassmen. It's going to be a really fun year.
And your numbers, pretty happy with what your numbers have been, the last year and now to this year as well?
Yeah, we're good. Really good numbers. We're right about 17-18 right now, and I think that's, we'll end up there. Hopefully there's maybe one or two either way could change that. But yeah, really, really solid numbers. I think we've got three JV games on the schedule that we're going to be able to play as long as the opponents can make it work still. And excited about the amount of guys we can play. We've got a lot of, we said, eight seniors, two juniors, and then some sophomores that are really pushing hard for some playing time and doing a really good job right now. And so I think we're able to put a lot of competition for positions, and again, going to be able to put a lot of different guys on the field on Friday nights.
I think I've asked this before and refresh my memory, but you guys, talk about, is there any chance anytime soon next year, a couple of years down the line of maybe going back to eight man?
Yeah, we're kind of right on the bubble of that. We're right on the bubble of six man eligible, and on that line we were the last couple of cycles, and decided the best thing for our kids was to continue in six man, and we'll be kind of right on that bubble again the next couple cycles of making a decision there. What's going to be best for our kids? What type of kids we have? What they fit best? And just really, it's good working with Mr. Geyer and our school board and community. Is we're going to do what we believe is the best thing for our kids. So I think, yeah, eight man is definitely something we'll be considering strongly, but. In the end, between six man and eight man, the good news is we're going to get to play football and block and tackle, and we'll make that decision hopefully sometime. Obviously, this fall we'll have to for the next 2 years, and then we'll do what we think is best for the kids.
I think schedule a lot of remains the same. Of course, your district teams. I think as far as non-conference or non-district at the beginning, you've got I think at least one change in that schedule, don't you?
Yeah, Banner County forfeited their season early, thankfully, so we were able to work out to get any in-state opponent. But now things panned out. We got word from Flagler, Colorado. They had an opening the same week as us, and so we get to play back-to-back weeks against Colorado opponents. We got Fleming week two, and then we'll go out to Flagler, Colorado week three, which is actually even it's closer than it would have been to travel out to Banner County, so it worked out kind of good.
Terrific. That's it's kind of good that you get a little cooperation from, you know, even out of state teams. They need a game, you need a game. Boy, you help each other out, don't you?
Yeah, it's good. It's a good thing, I think.
Well, excitement again. You're always hoping no injuries. You've been down that path in the past before. Let's have a year where, you know, let's just play football, get out there, everybody's healthy the rest of the season, and see how far we can go without getting any kids kind of banged up.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's good. Like I talked about our depth, I believe we have, which is really great. But it's sure nice when we can go healthy. And I think the effort and time the boys put in the weight room, that sure helps with that. And we keep training and practicing and hoping for no injuries. And we'll take them as they come, though.